There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we're here at the Decade of Dirt kickoff. And Chantal Kirshner is going to explain what exactly that is. You raced in the Colorado Mountain League for 2 years, and now you're just finishing up your first year of college?
I am. Well, no, this is actually being my third year of college, I'm also raging collegiate for CSU. Did first year at Fort Lewis and raced collegiate for them, and then now I'm at CSU and also racing collegiate for them. It all started with the NICA League, really. That's what really got it kicked off, and I would not be doing it. I would not have found a love for the sport without it.
So what had you done before you got into mountain bike racing?
Just some family trips, in all honesty. I mean, I have to give credit to my parents for just taking me out to Moab for spring break and taking them out on the trails in Boulder. And, you know, it never really resonated with me until I really found a love for the league. And that's what really got it started. And racing has become a passion for me.
And we have your wonderful parents standing right here. I just have to get some input on what was it like for you when you saw your daughter start racing mountain bikes?
It was life-changing. Really, I'll tell a little more honesty. She had been a really, really competitive volleyball player and came home before her junior year and burst into tears before tryouts and said, "Everybody's mean." And she said, "Do I have to play volleyball?" We said, "No, but you got to do something. We want you to be something." And so we had friends who were on the mountain bike team at Fairview, and she went out for a practice ride with the team.
I was terrified, by the way. I had no idea what to expect.
And she raced the first race, and there was 70 girls in JV in that race, something like that.
Yeah, it was a good amount.
Even more terrified then?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty scary. It was a little nerve-wracking.
So Steve, the coach at Fairview, comes up after the first lap and goes, "I think Chantel's in 10th. And I was like, "Really?" And then she finished, and I thought she'd finished 10th. And I went up and I looked at the results, and I came back, and Chantel was sitting there pretty tired. And I said, "You didn't get 10th, honey." And she goes, "Oh." I go, "You got 7th.
And that was a pretty cool experience for me. And I think I realized, I'm like, "Oh, I'm pretty good at this, and this is really fun. I wish I would have found this sooner, but I'm glad I found it eventually. It really made a difference."
But having been in club sports myself and competitive, I'd never seen anything like the Colorado League. It was the most positive, uplifting, athletic event I'd ever been to. It was just phenomenal, and we've just been in love with it ever since. And just support all the work that Kate's done and all the Colorado League staff. It's just, we just love it. It's been life-changing.
Chantal, I love that your dad said that you thought everybody was mean, because one of the things we really want to bring out about Colorado League is that spirit of support and friendship. And yes, you're competitive when you're racing, but at the same time, you really care about the people you're competing against.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree. And that's why I love it so much. It's just because it's not just a sport. It's a community and it's a family that you can have for an entire lifetime. And that's how you can make connections and friends. And it's a full lifetime sport. And just the community that follows it is what makes all the difference in the end.
Well, I have so many questions for you, but we're going to be doing an individual podcast next week. So I'm looking forward to talking with you then.
I'm very excited. We'll see you then.
So now we're visiting with Max Bradley, the first and now former board president of Colorado Mountain League. So, Max, what was it that got you interested in the first place and then to actually take on such a position of responsibility?
Well, the position of responsibility was purely a fluke, but having had no previous board experience. Actually read an article on a business trip on an airplane in Mountain Bike Action magazine about the league in Northern California, which is the original league that NICA grew out of. And I said, Colorado needs one of these. And I had a high school age kid at the time. So when I got back, I looked up the league out in Berkeley, Northern California, reached out to them and said, hey, I'm interested in talking about forming a league in Colorado. And they said, that's interesting. We're already having conversations with someone in Boulder who happened to be Kate Rao. I was acquainted with Kate Rao through Simba, which is a kids' youth mountain bike program in Boulder. So I reached out to Kate. We got together and had some conversations and got the ball rolling from there. And several months later, as things came together, then ultimately I was asked by Matt Fitzinger, who was the founder of the Northern California League and ultimately the founder of NICA, if I would consider taking on the role as board president. And I gladly accepted because I couldn't effectively talk him out of it. So that's how things got going.
What's it been like to see it grow into what it's become? I mean, this is a huge league.
Oh, it's fantastic. I recall as if it were yesterday, 10 years ago when we started with 150, 170 kids from roughly 30, 35 schools, and to see it to grow to over 1,400 kids representing over 150 high schools from southern Wyoming to northern New Mexico has been phenomenal. And it's just something that I take great pride in and have great passion for. I termed off of my board position this last year, but will always be involved in this league. I will always be part of the race crew and continue to be involved and see what we bring to the kids and the opportunities we afford them for fitness and camaraderie and just improving their self-worth. And it's just an amazing blend, working with a lot of amazing people, from the coaches to the kids themselves, to their families, to our sponsors, to our staff and race crew, and to the current board of directors. It's just a great collaborative effort to bring this to the kids. And it's just, again, something I'm very excited and passionate to be a part of.
So I just spoke with alumni Chantal Kirshner, mm-hmm. and one of the things we were talking about is really the message and feeling I've got ever since I learned about this league. And that is something you and Kate must have had a huge part in forming, and that's the attitude of, yes, it's competitive, but it's so much more important than that. It's camaraderie, it's support, it's forming friendships. How did you build that in something that really could be just fiercely competitive?
Well, it's the inclusivity that's always been very much at the hub and the root of this. With mountain biking, no one sits on the bench. We've graduated and we've got alumni that are competing on the world scale, that are, you know, competitive road and mountain bikers across the globe. Some of the most rewarding stories and situations that we've had over the years have been from the kids that probably hadn't been on a bicycle more than a few months before the start of the season, and their goal is just to get out there and to finish. And to see the top racers waiting at the finish line to congratulate their teammates who simply wanted to finish the race is amazingly rewarding. And to see those types of stories over and over and over again over the last 9 years as we head into the 10th is, like I said, that's really the heart and the soul of this league. And it's interesting that our theme this year is, you know, rule number one is have fun. And yes, it can be very competitive, but That's not the most important thing. The most important thing is for these kids to be out there, enjoy one another, get to know one another and what they can do to push themselves, but to have fun doing it.
Little nostalgia, a little hard to step away as president?
A little bit. And like I say, fortunately, I have the ability to continue to stay on and be involved with the race crew and with the staff. But yeah, after 10 years as a board member and having been president, yeah, it is definitely a change to step away from that. And I will always hold very dear all the memories from these past 10 years.
Max Bradley, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Well, now we're here with Brad and Mina Young. And Mina, I got to start with you. You've been around this league since you were 3 years old, and now you're actually going to be racing in it for the first time.
Yeah, I'm quite excited, but really nervous. It's a new experience, so it'll be fun.
Any mountain bike racing at all in your background or riding in large groups?
No, not really. I've kind of just ridden with my father my entire life, but yeah.
Well, Dad, how long have you been involved with the program, and what was it that got you started? Obviously, you're an avid mountain biker.
Yeah. Well, Kate's like a long friend of mine, 25 or 30 years. When she started the league, she gave me a call one day and asked me if I'd like to volunteer or be involved in all. And I said, yeah, sure. So came out to, I believe it was the third race ever, and volunteered for the day and had a good time. And the following season just kind of joined in the crew.
So you've been involved since season number one.
That's right, yep.
And I was just speaking with Max Bradley, and he was saying that the league has grown from 150, 170 to 1,400. What's that been like for you to see, and what's the workload on you as a volunteer?
Well, I actually nowadays just kind of run the finish line and wave the finish flag, the checkered flag at the end. So that's pretty cool. I'm the one that almost every rider is most happiest to see. But as far as responsibilities go, I mean, it's just been fun. It's easy to go do it. It's fun to see the kids enjoying it. And it's been so fun to watch this whole thing grow.
So Mina here, young lady now, started out going to these when she was 3 years old. What's it like for you now to have her be out racing?
Well, I'll be running the flag at her first race, and I'll probably have to hand it off and be in tears for a little while. But, I've looked forward to her racing her whole life without trying to put any pressure on it. So that's kind of an interesting conflict in my life, wanting her to race so bad, but yet not trying to pressure her.
So I've got to know your feelings. What are you most excited about, but what are you most nervous about?
So I'm quite excited about spending time with my team, just getting to know everyone. You know, I've already met the entire crew. I've known them my entire life. But it'll be a new experience to be, like, hanging out in the pits and stuff. So I'm excited for that kind of segment of this entire thing. But then I'm really nervous kind of just about competing, you know. I want to place high, to be honest. I want to place high, and I want to do my best and show my competitive spirit. So,
well, now we're here from Sarah from Yeti, and you can see how well prepared I am because I don't know Sarah's last name.
Hi, my name is Sarah Raleigh.
And Sarah, what's your position at Yeti?
I am the outreach and events manager here at Yeti Cycles. I've been with the Yeti since 2008, and I do everything from the event planning for the Yeti Tribe Gathering to managing our sponsorships and organizations that we partner with, as well as our ambassadors. And, of course, at Yeti, we're a pretty small company, so we all wear quite a few hats.
So I want to please tell us just a little bit about your cycling background. I don't want to get too much in depth in that because we could go on and on and on. But what got you really interested in working for a company like Yeti?
Yeah, I actually started racing mountain bikes in college. So it was the collegiate mountain bike scene that really inspired me to want to make a career out of it. So I immediately wanted to find my dream job, and I got really lucky. It's kind of right time and place, and coming to Yeti was my first job out of college back in 2008. And at the time, I didn't really have like a very solid job description. We kind of made it up as we went along. So I also have continued my passion for racing. Used to race a lot of cross country. And then in 2012, transitioned into more enduro racing. So for me, it's this constant juggle, though. I work full time. I run a women's mountain bike skills clinic series called the Vita Mountain Bike Series, as well as the Betty Bike Bash. And then I also try to race. And, you know, I've dabbled in the, you know, quote unquote, professional level. I like to call myself a semi-pro woman because that category doesn't actually exist. So I recently got back from the Trans New Zealand in February and was having a great race, but on day 5 out of 6, I dislocated my elbow. So I have been on the mend since. Actually, this weekend it might be my first weekend on dirt in 3 months. Yeah.
So what is it about the league that, I mean, Yeti's been a part of this from the beginning, and so you have been a part of this from the beginning, just to see the growth and why the involvement?
Well, it's pretty incredible. I mean, needless to say, you know, we are cultivating and watching the next generation of mountain bike racers come up. But I think it transcends that. It's also, you know, the more kids we get involved, the more parents and families we get involved, and it just strengthens our community as a whole. And so for our sport to keep progressing and evolving, especially at that top end level, what we're seeing is watching kids get into it at the high school league. And then those are our next, you know, racers who are racing at the, you know, EWS U21 level and might eventually make their way, you know, depending on their discipline, cross country, downhill, enduro, onto the World Cup level. So it really all starts here. But I think, I mean, just look at all the people around us tonight. We wouldn't all be here without the league. And it's been pretty incredible to see it grow where these kids have real competition. And it's priming them. You know, when I started to race in college, I had no idea what I was getting into. And so this is, I think it's just upping the level all around. But it's the thing that I really like about both the high school league and the collegiate league is that, you know, you could be brand new to mountain bike racing or you could be like a legit pro and you're all out there racing together. And through that, you have a lot of mentorship happening. So it doesn't matter if maybe your family's not into it and maybe you don't have like the nicest bike, but you can still show up and race and catch that bug and, you know, feel the support of the community around you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.